Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These were the teams that had the fewest 20-plus yard rushes from a running back in 2024. The Broncos had 4. The Saints and Raiders both had 3. The Chiefs and Rams both had 2 carries from running backs that went over 20 yards last season. Now, I know that Isaiah Pacheco was banged up and missed a significant amount of time. I know that that's not how people perceive Kareem Hunt to be. He is much more of your 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-2, short yardage back. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those carries are important too. The Chiefs need some explosiveness in their run game. I believe they'll get some of that explosiveness back because Isaiah Pacheco will, in theory, be healthy for the upcoming season. Let me knock on wood. I believe another way to get explosiveness from the run game is to draft an explosive running back. Oh, wait. Well, where can you find explosive running backs for cheap? Oh, yeah, coming up in 3 weeks. They got them. Rookie cost control contracts. Go find one of them. They had 2 rushes over 20. You had no home run ability. You were the worst team in the league at having home run plays come from the run game last year. Go find you a home run hitter. Nobody's saying you got to find Aaron Judge in this analogy. Find you a Vinny Pasquantino. Find you somebody that can hit you 26 home runs. You don't need 60. You don't need Barry Bonds. No, find you somebody with a little bit of pop, a little bit of sizzle. That's what I want the Chiefs to continue to look for. Today is the first day of April. We are, 25 days, 24 days away from the start of the NFL draft. I will tell you guys this every day until they do it. Draft a running back. Get some explosiveness in the run game. You can help Patrick Mahomes a bunch of different ways. I see the text line. You guys tell me that protecting Patrick Mahomes is the number one priority. One of the ways to protect your quarterback is have him hand it off. You don't get sacked when you hand it off. You don't get hit when you hand it off as a quarterback. You transfer that hit to another player. That player is the one then that gets hit. It then keeps you fresh. It opens up the passing game. It opens up passing lanes for you. One of the ways to help protect Patrick Mahomes is to give him a viable and capable run game with some explosiveness that teams fear. They didn't have that last year. So last season, the Broncos had 4 rushes that went for 20-plus yards. The Saints and the Raiders both had 3. The Chiefs and the Rams were tied for last place with 2. With 2. They got almost 300 carries from running backs last year. 2 of them were home runs. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Every single time you read a stat about the running backs from last year, yards per carry, lack of home run hits, like whatever the stat is, it seems like every single stat points to Kareem Hunt was not very good last year for the Chiefs. Like the numbers indicate he was not very good. So If they need more home run, if they need more explosion, why did they bring back their primary running back from 2024? Because Elijah Mitchell, okay, he's often injured, but when healthy, he shows a little home run ability. Isaiah Pacheco, I'm sure we pulled the home run stats from 23 and 22. When he was healthy, he was better at that. He was also better at yards per carry than Kareem Hunt. It just, and I'm not trying to run down Kareem Hunt. I think he was important for the Chiefs needed last year. They needed a human body, and he filled it and was a positive for the team. But every stat you read about, we need more explosiveness, we need better run product. Like, everything you say points to, why did they bring Kareem Hunt back? Why? It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Pacheco has a history of getting injured. You still have the draft, which is the deepest running back draft we've seen in a long time. You bring in Isaiah Mitchell. Are they going to carry four running backs in 2025? It just seems like as time goes on, I get more and more head scratching about why did they bring Kareem Hunt back?
Yeah, I'm with you. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me as well. It is a little bit confusing why they did that. I'm going to hold off just a little bit. I want to see how things play themselves out. I'm not going to make a decision until we find out one way or the other. Someone on the text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I'm not against running back depth. I just don't think we need a home run hitter. What is the likeliness that we draft a Saquon Barkley? There are other running. I don't know why we do this with players. No, I don't think the Chiefs need the best running back in the NFL. Saquon Barkley averaged 5.8 yards per carry. Their number one running back averaged 3.6 yards per carry. There's numbers in the middle between those. There's numbers in the middles. Draft James Conner. James Conner last year ran for over 1,000 yards, ran for 4.6 yards per carry, and had 8 touchdowns last year. They can't find James Conner?